Astronomy clubs in places that will be in the path of next month's total solar eclipse have gone into overdrive to get the word out. They are going to schools, libraries, and museums to let people know how to watch the eclipse safely and where to get the best views. NPR's Scott Newman has more.
On April 8th, the solar eclipse's narrow path of totality, where the moon can be seen to completely cover the sun, will sweep right through Arkansas, just north of Little Rock. That's where the Central Arkansas Astronomical Society meets. Darcy Howard is the club's outreach director. For more than 2 years now, she and her fellow members have been kept busy educating the public about the eclipse.
We wanted to reach out to as many people beforehand so when the time comes, we can feel confident people know what to look for or how to watch the eclipse safely.
But for Howard, the biggest challenge is a talk she's planning for the Little Rock-based World Services for the Blind.
It's real easy to make pre pictures, show people, but how do you describe an eclipse to a person with low vision or have never had sight?
About 15 minutes after Arkansas gets its moment out of the sun, it will be Indiana's turn. Howard's counterpart at the Indiana Astronomical Society is Steve Haynes. He's been driving all over the Hoosier State's midsection, visiting schools and museums to talk about the eclipse.
I've never seen so much excitement over such a large area for an event.
Haynes says Indiana towns in the path of totality have put up billboards in hopes of attracting eclipse tourists. But they may be getting more than they bargained for.
We equate it to the Indianapolis 500. The idea is that people take, hours and hours to get there. But once the finish flag drops, they leave at one time.
And that means lots of traffic. Haynes, a retired meteorologist, is also a little concerned about the weather. Based on climatological data, he says, there is a decent chance that clouds will obscure the big show in Indiana. The odds for clear skies are even worse in Maine, the last place in the U.S. to catch a glimpse. John Silverman is president of the Central Maine Astronomical Society.
The real hardcore eclipse chasers look at the weather on the morning of the eclipse, and they dash to where they think it's going to be clearest.
Silverman isn't quite so hardcore. He's going to stay put and hope conditions are right. Otherwise, he'll have to wait 20 years for his next chance to see a total solar eclipse in North America. Scott Newman, NPR News.